Life coaching. How on earth can you coach somebody on their entire life? It seems so broad and so general. How does that even work? How can you be a specialist in someone's entire life? That was a question that I had when I was considering getting certified as a life coach. And I ended up getting certified after I had a very successful business for, 5 years, really wanting to stack another level of skill as a person, and really not even knowing how it would bring value to the business. And I want to talk to a little bit about why I ended up getting certified and how it has grown the business. And specifically, I want to talk to the life coaches that are struggling with selling their offer because this service is transformational. It is life-changing. It will make someone experience the exact life of their dreams, but you've got to sell it first. And I notice a really big hiccup in the way life coaches sell their offer. And I'm so excited to offer a new perspective for you at the end of this video. So I had been listening to Brooke Castillo for about, I don't know, since 2018 is when someone introduced me to her. And I probably listened to almost all of her podcasts, but I just loved the content. I didn't think I needed to be a life coach. Like, I didn't need that. I didn't want to be a life coach. I loved coaching women in sales skills. But for whatever reason, in 2022, I got this like overwhelming feeling that I needed to do it. I needed to become certified. And I couldn't really explain why. It was just a gut feeling, which I'm going to act my gut 9 times out of 10, which may be a good thing, may not be a good thing, but I just went for it, signed up, and it happened to be a live certification. And I walked into a room of, 300 plus people who either had a business or wanted to have a business and wanted to get it certified for a multitude of reasons. And it was really awesome because I got to be in a room with people who either already had clients, were looking for clients, wanted more clients, and it was really cool to hear them talk, which I'm going to come back to in just a second. But that certification was so huge for me because what I realized when I learned is that life coaching is not about coaching on someone's life. It's about coaching their mind in whatever life circumstances that they have. And when you're able to coach someone's mind and change how they think, you're able to help them feel a new feeling, which helps them take new actions and ultimately get new results. So, for example, let's say today is Monday. Okay. It's Monday. And there are two people that are both living in the same circumstance of it being Monday. One person has the thought, it's going to be a long week. That thought makes them feel kind of dread. And that dread makes them procrastinate, snack, scroll, not do their work, which ultimately gives them the result of elongating their week. Because when they don't do their work, they're going to have to do it like late at night on the weekends. And it's really fascinating because the result almost always actually does always reflect the thought that you're having. So let's say the other person is experiencing Monday and says, it's going to be an amazing week. And they have these feelings of anticipation, which makes them jump out of bed, plan their week, plan their food, get the work done, exercise, they don't snooze. And ultimately, they create an amazing week because they're thinking it's an amazing week. So you can see how the thoughts are the rudder for the emotions and the actions that people take, which ultimately give them the results of their life. So when I was learning this, I realized how much it was going to help me in my coaching of my clients because I coach in sales skills like that. You can wake me out of a dead sleep. And I could do it immediately. Just it is in my subconscious. That is my gift. That is my mojo. But when I reflect on my students, I've had thousands of students, and I reflect on the ones that have had like insane results and the ones that haven't. They both have experienced the same training, they've got the same skill sets, but some have these thoughts that are keeping them from taking the actions that I know that they want to take and I want them to take. And so, kind of taking this to my clients and being able to coach them in this way has been really, really huge. Of course, I'm always developing my skill as an actual coach. I couldn't believe how much more difficult it was than I thought it would be as someone who's had a business. And I do coach people in skill. Coaching them in their mind, I found to be drastically different, a drastically different experience. And it was so good for me to be able to learn that and to continue to practice it. Another way it has really helped the business is because it has really helped me. And I'm the leader of the business. And so definitely one of the leaders, there's a lot of leaders up in here, but you know, the business is a reflection of the leader's growth. And you know, I went into certification thinking about how to coach my clients, and I couldn't believe how much I would use it to coach myself. And I'd always hear Brooke talk about self-coaching and how you should self-coach. And I'm telling you, I always thought, I already know this. I do this. It's good enough, which ultimately made me not coach myself. And when I really started the practice of coaching myself every single morning, I found so many nasty little thoughts that were totally keeping me from ultimately having the results of the life that I wanted. And I learned the process of like shooting for a specific result and then becoming that person who could get that result versus just taking the actions to get the result, but becoming the person that takes the actions that gets the result. It's slightly different. That's a little bit more of an advanced concept. But what I found is that the $20 million Macy, that's the result that that we're going for. The $20 million Macy was a completely different person than the $1.5, $2 million Macy. And being able to reconcile those two people and become the $20 million Macy, that is the process of coaching myself. And one of the biggest things that have come from coaching myself is taking away the buffers of my life, which I'm going to describe to you in just a second, and seeing what is left. So buffers are basically things that people use, their activities or things that they do to avoid feeling emotion. So if you've ever been working on a computer and let's say your computer's moving really slow or you run into a roadblock, do you fix it or do you just wait for the computer to catch up? Or do you say, oh, let me go get a snack. Let me scroll just for a little bit. You know what? I think I'm going to do some online shopping. You know, I actually think I just might need a nap. Like all these things that you want to do instead of the actual hard thing that needs to be done. And I was experiencing that way more than I thought that I was. One of the ways that I was experiencing that is I'm snacking. Okay. Like I am healthy. I love to exercise. I love to eat well. Like I am a health girly. And when I started to kind of bring consciousness to where my time was going and what I was doing when things felt hard, I couldn't believe how much I was reaching for a snack. I was reaching for protein bars. I was reaching for even a carrot. Like it doesn't matter the food, it's the activity of doing something instead of feeling the emotion that I'm feeling. And so one of the things I started to do through this coaching process was I took away snacks. And then I was left with all these emotions. I was left with overwhelm, stress, discomfort, maybe a little bit of anxiousness, these feelings that I was feeling as I was growing this business. And what I found is those emotions aren't necessarily bad. Like I need to process them and feel them and then redirect my thoughts to create new feelings. But I would have never gone through that process if I didn't take away the snacks. That's just a very small, specific example I wanted to offer you to show what it meant to coach myself. And honestly, I'm still learning so much on how to do this right and how to do it well. And it has been so insanely challenging and transformative. Now, I want to talk about the third thing that life coaching certification has drastically helped me in terms of the business, and that is solidify belief that what I have and what I offer is absolutely critical. Life coaches, this is where I need you to turn your ears on. When I was in the room with all these people, what I found is the way that they were selling to their clients is they were doing something called consult calls. And basically, on these consult calls, they were giving a little sample of coaching. And coaching their clients and showing them, hey, do you see like how powerful this is? And honestly, like I get it because you want to demonstrate that you know what you're doing. It makes total sense. And the thing about coaches is they love to coach and they're so good at it. And so it makes sense when they get on the phone with someone who is a prospect, they're like, oh, let me give you like a Costco sample version of what you would experience with me if you were to buy the full kit and caboodle. So it makes sense. The problem is that coaching does not equal an amazing, empowering experience for the prospect. It's not supposed to. The coaching is kind of like let's say you live in your house for 6 months and you never clean up after yourself one time. You had dishes on the sink, there's mold everywhere, the food is rotten, it smells terrible, there's flies, and you just keep the lights off. You're like, hey, if I don't see it, it's not going to bother me. No one's going to come in here anyway. Let me just turn the lights off. So coaching is like turning the lights on to that house, and that house is your brain, turning those lights on and having you like clean up stuff. One piece at a time. And the cleaning process like never ends. This is your whole life right here. And it's basically like you experiencing emotions like shame, discomfort, anxiousness, stress, overwhelm, disbelief, doubt, like all these terrible emotions that you're cleaning up. And while that is transformational, like it is the most transformational experience that you can really have. I believe that with all my heart. It does not put you in a buying frame of mind. People don't buy from an emotion of shame. They hide. People don't buy from an emotion of self-doubt. People don't buy from an emotion of overwhelm. And you don't want them to buy in that place either. They buy from an emotion of empowerment. They buy from an emotion of certainty and belief and conviction. And so your job as this, like, I need you to sell on calls, not coach them. I need you to sell them on believing that coaching is powerful and worth it. Because once they become a client, then they're going to experience the shame and the hard emotions, and they're going to consider going back to how things used to be. But that sales experience, that first experience, will you help them get the right emotions in check? That is the thing that will keep them hanging on, even when it's hard. You want them to say, I see this is powerful. I see how this could be life-changing. I'm certain that I can do this. I know it's going to be uncomfortable, and I'm willing to do it anyway. I would like to accept your offer for you to be my coach, and then you get the money. That money is critical because it's them pushing their chips in. It's them having a little bit of skin in the game, and it ups their commitment factor. I remember having a mentor tell me that he told his gym, he said, hey, if I don't lose 10 pounds, I want you to take $10,000 of mine and burn it right in front of me. And what he was doing was creating this compelling reason for himself to actually do what he needed to do. And that money paid to you is a version of that. You're increasing that compelling reason of like, hey, I'm pushing my chips in. Like, take my money so that I can complete this all the way through to completion. And a lot of life coaches, they love it so much that they could do it for free. And so they're tempted to do it for free. And we never want to do that because it is not in the best interest of the client ever, 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 ever. And this is why it is so important that life coaches, they learn how to sell alongside with their coaching skills. It's two very different skill sets. Another huge differentiator for life coaches and salespeople is life coaching, you can never have an agenda, right? You let the client kind of, or the prospect, or excuse me, your client, you let your client kind of take you where they need to go. And you actually never coach in their actions, which is crazy. You only coach them in their thoughts and their feelings. And then with a salesperson, hello, don't we want them to take an action? Can I get an amen? Yes. And so you do have an agenda. Your agenda is to see if they're a good fit to qualify them. If they are a good fit in every way and you know that they need to do it, your job is to take that conversation and have the agenda and steer it and control it into an action. Sell them to take an action to buy. Then, and only then you can become a coach. Another thing that I find coaches have a really hard time doing is landing the plane. They get in the sales conversation and they just keep wanting to like digging up stuff. They want to pull the weeds out. They want to uncover the like where all the mushrooms are and the peel back the layers of what's really going on. And I don't want you to do any of that in the sales conversation. I want you to sell them on why it's so valuable, how their life will change, the specific payoff, land the plane so that they actually buy, and then uncover all of the stuff so that you can do the work that you want to do, which is being a coach. I hope that this was helpful. If you are a life coach and you are struggling with selling your offer, I cannot recommend enough to join the Sell Your Offer Challenge, specifically because you're going to be in a room with lots of different other businesses. I find with life coaches, they love to like be together and work on stuff together because they all speak the same language, which makes so much sense because you're tribal. And so tribes love to do things that are similar with each other. Makes so much sense. The problem is that you start talking the same, you start talking in that coach language, you start getting into some jargony stuff, and like your actual prospects can't even understand what you're saying. So we want to get you out of that mindset of being with coaches, get into a room with people who don't even know what life coaching is, and help you get in practice of selling your offer to people who don't even know what you do. They've never heard of it, and they don't know how their life could be changed by you. All that information is going to be in the description below, and I hope to see you there. We'll see you in the next video.